here in the studio. Eric to my left, Greg to my right, Greg Volker, of course. How you guys doing?
Doing real good tonight. Thanks for having us on here.
Hey, thank you for coming on in. And now, gunpowder, a country punk. I mean, where does that come from?
It was just punk played in the country.
So you're thinking they were country punks probably before street punks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Johnny Cash was a country punk.
Yeah, he pretty much was, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So how long have you guys been? Is this an actual performing act, or is this a one-out that you did for the CD or something?
You've heard our first CD.
Yeah, but where do we get interviewed? I'm supposed to be asking you questions, and you're supposed to be answering. Yeah, I know everything. I know everything about what's happening, but our listening audience would like to know some of these things.
I'm willing to share some of this information with them, actually. We've been playing together for about 5-6 years, and we're working on a new CD now.
Yeah.
And I'm real excited about that. It sounds great. And then next year, about this time, we're actually going to be playing a festival in Europe, the Bob Festival.
The Bob Festival.
In Bremen, Germany, yeah.
So, wow. That's excellent. And just from the recording the other CD and getting... I mean, how did they find you?
Well, it's something that I haven't...
There's no record stores anymore, so...
No. No, it's something I was part of for years, and I've been involved with the people. It's Bremen, Oakland, and Bath. England.
We play the Oakland show. It travels every 2 years between Bremen, Oakland, and Bath.
Bremen, Oakland, and Bath?
Bath.
Those are three different cities? Bremen and Bath are cities?
Yeah.
Bremen,
yeah.
Germany.
Okay.
Bath.
Oakland, California?
Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse my ignorance. I'm getting the look from Greg.
No, you
big dummy.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
That, it's not I'll something people really know about reason. That much. It's kept low key, and but it's an amazing time. It's some of the best bands from all these different countries that get together.
Wow, yeah, because I've never heard of it. Not that I know everything, but I've never heard of this.
No, a lot of people haven't, and it's done very underground, it's just basically travels by word of mouth, and when you're part of it, it's incredibly fun experience. The bands are phenomenal, and
nice.
People come out and who haven't played in years and years and pull together shows for it. So.
Is it a variety of genres, or is it similar? Just similar genres?
Punk and variations on punk.
Oh, it's very... It's Bob.
And people named Bob. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to Bob. Bad. I'm going to talk to Bob.
I should
give
a little background on how Gunpowder got started.
Would you please?
Simply, we've known Eric in different bands that I've played in and been around. We've known Eric for years, and he's somewhat of a... or not somewhat, he is a punk icon around the Bay Area as a solo acoustic hardcore troubadour for years and
really?
Years he played. Yes.
Did Mabuhay?
By himself.
You did Mabuhay?
No, I haven't done Mabuhay.
We did Mabuhay back in the days, believe it or not, in my metal band, the closing days of Mabuhay back in 81.
Oh,
we,
wow.
We managed to play Mabuhay Gardens in the... the end of
I
its run.
They just recently tried to reopen it for about 5 minutes.
They
too.
Did.
Oh, did
yeah.
they? Yeah. They opened it for a cup of coffee and said, you know, that's a bad idea.
Yeah pretty much.
It smells in here.
Let's keep the good old days good and forget about it. So.
Keep them old.
Move on. Yeah,
keep
exactly.
Keep them old.
So I believe it was Doc Souter's idea, our bass player in Gunpowder and guitar player, songwriter, musician extraordinaire for the band Visitor 42,
mm-hmm.
came up with the idea to put a band together for Eric and they
called to showcase Eric.
Yes, and they called me up and they said, "Hey, Greg, you want to help us with a little recording?" Sure, I can do that. You want to play a little bit on a few
could
tracks?
Can you help us with a little guitar
sure,
play?
Can, play a little.
Can we come and crash at your house?
Hey, we've got a gig. We thought maybe just
we've
play
done
one
that too.
Gig.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I'm in. All
That's right. a band, man. That's the way the band starts. We're here live in the studio, members of Gunpowder, and. I have the strong feeling we're going to hear a tune any minute now. Are these all your tunes, Eric, that you wrote, or?
A lot of it's stuff that I've written. On the new album, there's a song by Greg on it, there's a couple songs by Doc, and even a few friends of ours who are in other bands. There's an old punk band called Slackbone from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
One of Wayne's songs, we're going to be doing that on the album.
Oh, very cool.
And on our first album, we do Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. So we try and pull in a few different things. And a
couple of Doc's tunes.
Yeah.
Now, so are these tunes, I mean, are these guys, was Doc a punker before? Or so these are kind of like punk rock guys who have kind of had punk stuff going and they've kind of changed
I'm the only non-punk involved, but I have become a
punk. Oh, you're
punk
pretty punkish.
Then, yes.
But he's the country
punk-ish.
Part of the punk, actually. The
country part
punk
of the
for
punk.
Completely different reasons.
Unbelievable.
I'm the country.
So it is like this isn't like somebody sat around and thought this up. This is just kind of a natural progression of a variety of things.
Yeah, yeah. It was, and you know, it's the best part. It's all friends that are playing music together, and I think that's what it's supposed to
Everybody
be.
Everybody has other projects too, and this is one of them.
Yeah, but it's you know, we all work well together and we get along great, and it makes it a lot of fun.
How many people in the band?
There's four of us. There's also Dave, who we affectionately call Pancho Lamonte, which is a long story.
Right.
On we all have aliases.
That probably involves words that we can't use on the radio.
Well, we could use words on the radio, but, you know, it's...
You'd have to pay a fine.
It depends on the business. Yeah. I think I see the man in the black coats coming now, actually.
We all have aliases in the band. I'm Sammy Sixstring. So
Sammy Sixstring.
Yes, named after my son.
Sammy,
the actual Sammy.
Oh, there you go.
Who's here in the studio with us tonight.
Right, he's providing inspiration.
Hi.
All right.
So, well, anyway, let's expose the young man to some country punk, huh?
Oh, it's his favorite band.
Oh, nice.
he's actually our biggest fan, so.
Great. It's Gunpowder, live in the studio here at 91.3 KSVY.
Everything.
Fighting on.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Pretty punk. Kind of a rawhide kind of punk thing going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. he keeps us grounded in the country. So.
We're live in the studio here with Gunpowder, a country punk outfit out of... Where do you hail from? Where do you fly? Out of Glen Ellen, or is it Oakland? Or?
Well, Glen Ellen, Oakland, San Francisco.
Bay Area.
Like Bay Area band, yeah.
Now, do you gig around at all, or just this festival you're shooting for?
Actually, right now, we're just focusing on the recording. Our drummer's... becoming a proud father second time around.
Oh,
so
congratulations to him. Is he listening today?
I'm not sure if he is or not. I hope he is.
Yeah, that means no. I know that.
And actually, he's probably playing Warcraft tonight. We all have...
Oh, man, you had to... I had to bring it up.
You had to bring up WoW, right?
Yeah, we're like uber dorks and geeks, so, except for him. He's so grounded.
I rarely talk about my children. My son refuses to go to World of Warcraft. He's still full-blown into StarCraft.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say he was still stuck in Diablo 2. You know,
so. No. Yeah, StarCraft is.
Oh, okay. Because even I graduated from that, which you know.
No, they refused. No World of Warcraft.
Good for him. Actually, it's probably good for you too. So.
Yeah. Right. I don't even need to know.
We don't play a tune from the CD.
Yeah, so that'd be great.
Oh, that one was not from the CD. Is that a new one?
No, I mean actual play a track off the CD.
Oh, play a track off the CD.
You guys can hear the whole band.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I'll go on and grab it. But,
you well, you can't run out to the green room in the middle of the interview.
Watch me.
Hey, you punkers! You punkers are breaking all the rules.
Gee, really?
Well, I don't think it's ever happened before.
We're live in the studio with Gunpowder. Greg's running out to get the CD, and excuse me. So, inspiration for your tunes, I guess. You know, what were some of the other outfits you've been in? Greg says you've been doing punk for years all around the area.
Yeah, and I've been playing bands since I was a kid. I grew up in the Midwest and played in a band called the Violators out there when I was younger.
That's a definite
and,
punk name.
Gods of the Revolution and did a lot of things. So, I mean, a lot of the inspiration just comes from seeing things that just don't feel right. A lot of the focus is, you know, a lot of political things, a lot of very politically charged lyrics.
Yeah.
Take on some social themes, stuff like that.
Well, it seems like the mainstream of music these days doesn't take on those issues. Are the punk acts basically the equivalent of the folk acts of the 60s, the people who are trying to get the message out there about social things?
Oh, I think definitely. I mean, a lot of, it seems like the voice of angst, of anger, of rebellion has really been pretty much buried, and they're shoveling the dirt over the top of it. It would seem so.
Nobody's mad about anything. You know?
No, actually, they're quite.
There's plenty of people that are mad, but nobody.
No,
says
they've got.
Anything.
I hate to say it, they've got their Warcraft. They've got their whatever. I mean, they've got the million channels on TV.
Just
and,
keep them all appeased, and they will. They won't. They won't gather.
Yeah, that song "Working Class Hero" by John Lennon really hit it. I mean, it's you know.
Yeah.
They found the drugs we needed, and people are busy taking them and watching the world go marching by, and unfortunately it's marching off to war. So we're just trying to wake a few people up and say, hey, what's up? And
yeah,
hopefully they're paying attention.
Great. Yeah, no, it's somebody like Neil Young said, you know, nobody's writing these songs anymore, but I think people are. I think it's don't even get me started about the record industry, but
yeah,
it's a whole other thing.
The good news is, though, as the record industry very rapidly implodes upon itself, is people are finding their way into new music.
Yeah, all over the
and
internet.
And that's what's so amazing is
that's
that
what's great.
We can put our stuff up there, and it's like bands like the Grateful Dead and Metallica, one of the things that made them big was giving away their music.
Yeah.
I mean, people could go to their shows, they could record the show on any medium they wanted to, and walk away with their own recording. And it's ironic that two of the biggest bands that have ever been spawned out of the Bay Area came from that kind of like do your own thing type of attitude.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing the record companies are adamantly against because they don't make any money off that part.
Well, yeah, right.
You know, but that's what I love about the internet is we can get our music out to all those people. And,
yeah. But, you know, the funny thing is I played in a cover act for years, and we'd whip out an old Robin Trower tune, and somebody'd be digging it. And the next time we'd go back to the same club, the guy would come up to me and go, man, I heard that Robin Trower song in so long, man. The next day I went out and bought the CD.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like okay, yeah, they're going to sue me for playing that song, yet the people are digging the tunes, you know? So, yeah, don't even get me going. Anyway, let's...
They shot themselves with their own greed. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
I would have hoped that it happened earlier, but it's taken quite a while. You want to do something off the CD? Now, I have to ask. I don't have to hit the dump button on any of this stuff, am I?
No, we won't play any of those.
Okay.
he knows which songs are those. I never remember. I just...
What are we going to hear? We're here live in the studio with Gunpowder.
How about we do Red Rage Ready? That's
right off the.
That's got the country and the punk all thrown in there.
Track one, number one, Gunpowder from the self-titled Gunpowder CD. No, it's called Circle A Ranch.
That's the record label. In retrospect, I would have liked to have called it the hills are on fire with the sound of our music, but. But, you know, it's those second thoughts that always come back to bite you.
That's a radio. Unfortunately, it's a visual joke. The album has them all on horses, and the hills are burning behind them.
Those are the hills of Sonoma.
Yeah,
so,
that's a hill right over by Sears Point. Right across from Roche Winery is that. That's the hill we're on there.
Well, it wasn't really burning. This is Photoshop, right?
The fire's purple, James. It wasn't really burning purple flames.
I don't know.
We're just too lazy to start a fire like that. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to happen. You know,
let's check out Gunpowder. I'm here on 91.3 KSVY. Wow. Red Rage Ready from Gunpowder. Now, what's that about?
That's a song about a bull that named Red Rage Ready that is in a bullfight and actually wins a fight against a matador. And
I guess that happens from time to time, huh?
Well, I mean, I think bullfighting is just such a disgusting sport, if you can call it that.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't ever happen?
They actually drug the bulls, and
really?
The bull doesn't stand a chance. No, it's all a show, and it's just I mean, it's basically glorifying a slaughter. It's like if we took a cow out in the field and drugged it up and then, you know, slowly tortured it to death. And so the song is kind of
bummed
a slap
out,
in
man.
The face to that. Yeah.
The only win is Pampelona in the running of
the world. The fashion's great, but beyond that, you know, they don't really have much. So
we're here live in the studio with members of Gunpowder. Eric Cook?
Eric Kaur.
Kaur. Yeah. And Greg Volker. I know him.
String.
I know him because I've written enough checks to him. So.
We're on the air.
You mean the revenues.
So you're just working on the CD? No real gigs coming up locally?
We're just really focusing on the CD. We want to do a really good job on that. And we're just giving our drummer a little bit of time off to do the family thing.
Right, right.
So we actually
even punkers have families.
Yeah, actually, as we get older, there's more and more of that happening. It used to be is like, oh, dude, I got to find someone to take care of my dog, you know, to do that show. And now it's like, oh, I've got this kid and that
I have
kid
a wife and three kids.
Yeah, it's, you know, as we get older, it's all changing.
Can't leave them alone in the warehouse.
No. Yeah. Yeah, they chew up the furniture or something awful, you know.
Unbelievable. So when do you think the CD's going to be out? What are you guys shooting for?
I'm hoping for in about 6 months. You know,
6 months?
We need to once it's out, we need to get some, ship them off to Europe and start getting press over there. And
where are you recording it at? At Greg's?
My living room.
We're recording it in Glen Ellen Studios.
Oh, in the Glen Ellen Studios. What's the name of?
Sound Construction.
Sound Construction Studios.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get a plug in.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless.
Sound Construction.
Shameless self-promoting.
Satisfy all your building needs.
And he means satisfy.
Nice. Yeah, that's all I need to hear. So we're going to hear another live tune from you guys?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay.
Everything?
Yeah.
Everything?
This will take about a minute.
Is this on the CD or is this a new one also?
This is one off the CD, yeah.
One off the CD. We're live in the studio with Gunpowder here on 91.3 KSVY. Everything live here in the studio with Gunpowder. Everything now.
Yeah, we pretty much do every song we have in like under a minute and condense it all right there. So
everything now. You're listening to 91.3 KSVY FM Sonoma. You want to check out one more off the CD?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do one more live? Which one do you guys
think?
One
more off the CD. Outlaws are shooting.
Shooting.
Which number is that?
That would be number 3.
Number 3. Let's see if I can drive this thing. I used to be able to. It's Gunpowder. With shooting here on 91.3 KSVY. Wow. There we are. Gunpowder. And that was Shooting?
Yeah, that was a song called Shooting.
So, and that's off the, now can people buy this CD if they want?
Yeah, they actually, it's, you can get it on Amazon and CD Baby.
So it's Gunpowder.
And I think you, we're also on iTunes and.
And it's myspace.com/gunpowder?
You can swing by my house and get it.
Something like, actually we got www.gunpowderband.com.
Gunpowderband.com.
And that should lead you to just about all your gunpowder needs.
All the gunpowder needs you can possibly
even get gunpowder coffee mugs. And
oh, you're hooked up with Cafe Press. Huh?
Oh, yes, yes. And the mugs are fantastic.
They hold coffee like no other.
They do. But I have to admit, I'm a pint drinker. I was saying.
Well, I'm sure you have gunpowder pints.
Well, yeah, we do, yeah. Because I was drinking 3 or 4 cups in the morning, and I went, well, it's not a cup if it's in a pint glass.
Yeah.
So I realized I was drinking 3 or 4 pints in the morning of coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a revelation.
But it's only Pete's. So it's
not the strongest.
That's
stuff.
Why I have to play like this.
It's not yet. Yeah, so you can sleep later.
Exactly.
Eric, Greg, I want to thank you guys for coming by.
Well, thank you very much.
Gunpowder, we'll look forward to the new CD, and hopefully people will check you out online.
All right, well, thanks,
hey, Sam.
James.
Who's your favorite band?
Gunpowder.
Woo! There you go. All right. Next week in the show, we don't know who we're going to have on because I'm really not back in the swing of things of booking guests. But it'll be somebody interesting, I assure you. But in the meantime, let's check out some Kurt Keeler here on 91.3 KSVY.